than Finland's historic bids to become NATO members have hit a roadblock after top Turkish officials took a tough stance against a Nordic expansion of NATO. That's the Transatlantic Alliance, of course. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Monday that Swedish and Finnish delegations should not bother to travel to Ankara after Stockholm announced the two countries would send officials to try to change Turkey's stance. Turkey, of course, taking a stance that it would not support the joining of NATO by Finland or Sweden. Well, joining us this evening, Dr. Mohammed Kocak, International Relations, PhD, International Security Analyst with a focus on Russia and Turkey, joining us live from Ankara, Turkey. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Mohammed.
Wa alaikum
as-salam.
Thanks for having me.
And shukran jazakum for joining us, Dr. Mohammed. Turkey, what issue does Turkey have with Sweden and Finland's proposed membership of NATO? Why do they oppose it?
Well, okay. Well, first and foremost, we need to underline the fact that Turkey has been a NATO member for more than 70 years. Turkey became a member to NATO in as early as 1952. So Turkey is one of the oldest members of the NATO. And, well, of course, I mean, when a country applies to become a member of NATO, you just, you know, you evaluate the pros and cons of this country becoming a member of NATO, right? So Turkey assesses the situation right now, and there are a couple of issues that could arise from the memberships of, any country, any new member, right? So, okay, why do Finland and Sweden want to become a member to NATO? It's because of Russian threat. So they are going to be attracting more Russian threat to NATO. So this is one number one risk, but this is a risk for everyone, not just for Turkey. But for Turkey especially, there are like more risks involved. So this is a security organization, security hack, correct? So Turkey is protesting the fact that Finland and especially Sweden is providing safe haven to organizations and persons who are deemed to be terrorists by not just Turkey, but also by Sweden and the European Union itself. So, and also, beyond that also, I mean, Sweden is meddling with the affairs of Turkey's southeastern region, and, that also becomes Syria's north, where the Kurdish population live. Sweden is blatantly supporting the Marxist-Leninist terrorist organization PKK over there. They are providing millions of dollars. I think last year they provided $367 million to their statelet in northern Syria. So Turkey is basically saying them, well, look, I mean, you are trying to become a member to a security pact that we have been a member for more than 70 years, and you are doing something that really bothers us. So, for us to be able to, consider, your membership a little bit seriously, well, you need to reevaluate, your priorities. That's what Turkey is doing right now. Mm. I hope that was... yes, clearly. But I'm open to questions.
Dr. Mohammed, on the same point, I mean, yes, you're right. I mean, Sweden has been, supporting enemies of the Turkish government, not just the current administration, but previous Turkish administrations as well. And they've been supporting enemies of the state. And Sweden has also been supporting other rebel groups in other parts of the world. I mean, Sri Lanka will also say that the Nordic countries, supported the Tamil Tigers against the government of Sri Lanka. What does Sweden gain? What does Sweden gain in particular by being party to such issues and such matters that are far away geographically from them? Is it an economic interest or what?
Well, I think they are trying to portray themselves as the one that is, being with the the freedom fighters, like there is this saying that's like, oh, one's terrorist, it's another freedom fighter. Well, I mean, Well, beyond that also, I mean, you know, I mean, instead of going with the, you know, in order to have some influence in the area, right? Instead of like going with the hurdles of dealing with the state, you just, you know, engage in activities that is more easier to become influential in an area when you deal with terrorists. Because I mean, you provide them with some weapons, some influence, some diplomatic posture, then they easily give you some, you know, presence there, right? You can get like economic deals, perhaps like some diplomatic presence, whatever. Well, I think that's what they're trying to do. And also they are part of a project that aim to make, you know, countries like, you know, regional powers like Turkey to become like more influential in the areas where, you know, they exist, right? So because I mean, if Turkey is not here, then you know, I mean, well, of course, I mean, if Turkey is not strong and in like regional powers like Turkey is not strong in the areas that they exist, well, then, you know, European Union or the United States or, you know, the colonial powers can have, you know, better shot at basically influencing the area. I think that's what they are trying to do.
Hmm. Currently, Dr. Mohammed Amni, if you look at all the NATO members, at this point in history, there isn't a NATO member that has, you know, any good relations with Russia at this point in time. Turkey would have currently the best relations possible. I mean, the entire Western Europe, their relationships with Russia currently is absolutely sour, if I may use, you know, that word. North America and Canada as well. They've also made statements that have isolated Russia. How important is this role that Turkey could possibly play in the next few months, that they could be still the main negotiators between the world and Russia? And is this an important trump card, an important advantage that Turkey has, being a NATO member, but still being able to talk to Russia?
Well, okay, first of all, I think we need to say that, well, Turkey is not just the only member in NATO, and also, I mean, there are also other members in the EU that are actually have good relations with NATO, with Russia. You know, Bulgaria is one of them, for example. You know, they also have an Orthodox majority population. Hungary is also, you know, and also Germany too. I mean, they are not putting like harshest sanctions on Russia. They are still speaking with Russia. They are getting their gas from Russia, and they are basically, you know, feeding Russia. Turkey's position here is a little bit, you know, we need to talk about this. Like, it's a long story, right? Well, Turkey is not just getting natural gas from Russia, but also, you know, getting, building, like, Russia is building Turkey's nuclear reactor, providing natural gas. Turkey just got from Russia S-400 ballistic missiles too. Well, Turkey is doing this because for so many years, Russia has provided to Turkey the kind of weapons and kind of strategically advantageous tools that the NATO members, like Turkey's, you know, allies, refuse to provide. So that's why, I mean, you know, especially like for the past like 5 to 10 years, I guess, the relations between Turkey and Russia a little bit developed, right? Well, can Turkey play a role between, you know, the international community, as we say, you know, the Western international community and Russia? But perhaps, I don't know. But I think the question to be asked here is whether Turkey is a member in this alliance that other members, you know, kind of see Turkey in that kind of a role. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure about it. I think there is some kind of animosity going on between the other members of the Western Alliance and Turkey. And I think that kind of animosity would you know, kind of prevent them from providing that role to Turkey. You know, I mean, I've been listening to talks between, you know, in between the West, when Turkey basically declared that, well, we are not automatically providing them, providing Finland and Sweden a green light. Well, I mean, I've been hearing that, well, I mean, how Turkey cannot, you know, basically enable us to become a NATO member. Well, I mean, Turkey's been a NATO member for 70 years, right? And Sweden is not. Well, of course, Turkey has every right to at least, like, consider and, like, do its own evaluations. So, yeah.
Finally, Dr. Mohammed, I mean, what would happen if Sweden and Finland do get membership? And because of the current political situation with Russia, pressure is put either by Washington or whoever are Sweden's and the Scandinavian countries' current allies. I mean, could Turkey do anything? Is there some form of a objection that NATO members like Turkey or a NATO member like Turkey could raise that, you know, we don't want Sweden and Finland and they haven't made proper improvements to show that they were genuine in security interests?
Well, first of all, we need to get the facts straight. Without Turkey's approval, Finland and Sweden cannot be a NATO member. That's the end of the story. I mean, that's written in the charter of NATO. So they have to convince Turkey to become a NATO member. That's the first thing. Well, I believe eventually they will become a NATO member. That's my belief. I mean, I may be wrong, but I think it is unlikely that Turkey will be the country that basically prevent them from reaching to their membership. Well, I think they will come to their senses, speak with Turkey, reassure Turkey on, you know, some of the, you know, maybe they say, well, I mean, okay, we stop our relations with the kind of groups that you and we actually deem as terrorists, right? And at the end of the day, I think they will become a NATO member. You know, they just have to also evaluate the pros and cons, you know, like, I mean, which one is more important to you, like your relations with, you know, some, you know, non-state actors that almost everyone recognizes as terrorists, or becoming a NATO member, you know, and getting protection from the Russian aggression. First point you raised, what would Russia do? I think Putin have already told that, you know, he told that, he declared that Russia is not going to react, but will probably, you know, add up to, you know, kind of supplement their security in response to the, you know, kind of the changing situation, right? So that means Russia is not going to do anything. I mean, Russia is not going to invade or, like, do something to, like, basically invade or, like, militarily engage with Sweden or Finland, even though this really, this kind of action will really deteriorate Russia's security situation.
Dr. Mohammed Kochak, shukran and jazakumullah khairan for joining us on Radio Islam International this evening with your insights and your information. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much for having me. It was a great pleasure to speaking with you.